Hey there everyone, traffic jam again. So I have a passing thought in my head, and let me explain where I'm coming from. What do you think about BSDs, about Berkeley software distribution? So we have OpenBSD, FreeBSD, NetBSD, and some other derivatives, yes. So if you are a Linux user, and if you're watching this channel, you probably are, and from your own perspective, if you may be a little bit older like I am, how do you feel about growing up with Linux, and how do you feel about the BSD right now? And the reason why I am asking this is, well, I have been growing up with Linux, if you know what I mean by this. I mean, in the beginning, Linux was, let's call it a novelty. Let's call it a novelty, interesting idea, interesting product. It was raw, it was unpolished, it was lacking a lot. It did in the beginning, of course. A lot of things has happened in the meantime, and as I was growing up with Linux, nowadays Linux is boring. It's legit boring. Everything just works. Everything is phenomenal. I'm not even kidding. Everything. If you don't choose a distribution that forces you to repair it and fix it, like every week or so, then you know you can choose Debian or Ubuntu LTS or Zorin or Mint or whichever other stable distribution you want, except Fedora. I mean, it really does just work, and I'm really proud to say that I use Linux. And it's not a proud moment like I use Arch, by the way. It's more like my computer works. I can demand from my computer whatever I want. The computer will obey. It's really good. It's really good. And sometimes I really miss this feeling of growing up with the operating system. Now, don't get me wrong, BSDs are not new. They have been existing for quite a while, but Linux has been getting all of the attention from, you know, all of the companies and developers, people, driver developers, etc. And we still have these little glitches with the BSDs. For example, FreeBSD still lacks proper Wi-Fi drivers. They are good, but there is more work to be done. So in the 2025, you could argue that if the operating system still cannot catch up with Wi-Fi 7 or something like that, is it complete? Is it? Then we have various stories about Linux making sort of different problems for the BSD community, such as the almighty hated systemd that solves a lot of issues in a very good way on Linux, but also prepares more problems for other operating systems, notably BSDs. And granted, the GNOME 49, is it the latest version, depends on systemd even more now, and this means that there will be more problems in getting GNOME even functional on BSDs. Whether you want GNOME on your BSD or not, it's up to you. It's subjective. It's a matter of choice. But this choice is kind of diminishing with the, with systemd, if watched from the perspective of FreeBSD. It's even worse with OpenBSD. But then again, OpenBSD has good Wi-Fi drivers, but less of general hardware. How do I put it? If you want to have a regular desktop computer, which BSD would you choose? NetBSD, FreeBSD, or OpenBSD? And why? Why would you choose that? I am asking those who have some experience with BSDs. I did try OpenBSD versus FreeBSD, and my experiences are all over the place. One is better for these things, another one is better for those things. Neither one is perfect. But let me repeat myself. I do miss this. I do miss this, and I get drawn. The more Linux is perfect, the more I get drawn into wishing to be able to be there for the growing up of various BSD versions. It's kind of it's a thrill for me. I don't know how better to explain it. But since I am now out of traffic, I'm gonna be cutting this video in a moment, and let me know how do you feel about BSDs and how much more would you like me to talk about them. Tomorrow I am visiting the BSDCon conference, the BSDCon 2025. If you want me to relay anything from the conference to this channel, let me know. I have never been to a conference since I have had this channel, so I really don't know how do I transfer my whatever I see on the conference to you who are watching well, my channel, right? I'm sure that BSDCon is going to let you know about the conference. There will probably be some live streams or whatever. If you want me to like pull the hand from someone who is presenting on the conference, ask them some special questions, let me know. I will try to do as much as I can. See you tomorrow.